We have covered television ratings for all sports extensively here on the channel. I am fascinated by television ratings. I like to see how many people are watching certain sports, certain games. We've covered ratings for big events in Major League Baseball. We have been talking for a year now about the god-awful ratings in the NBA. Anytime we talk ratings here on the channel, what is the excuse that I always find in the media? Ratings are down for the NBA because of cord cutting. Less people are watching television. Ratings for everything on TV are down. It has nothing to do with social justice. When the media is not making excuses for NBA ratings being in decline, they're just outright lying about it. All summer, the media talked about how NBA ratings were just surging. The NBA is popular again. Now, of course, ratings were up over the record lows of 2020, but in comparison to 2019, NBA ratings were down double digits. The excuse of cord cutting, the excuse of less people watching television, any excuse the media wants to make as to why ratings for sports that went woke are in decline, all of these excuses were busted through this past weekend with college football. Cord cutting didn't seem to affect the ratings for college football. It was a holiday weekend, the official end to the summer, one of the busiest weekends of the year for most people, Labor Day weekend. Most people on the road, they're hanging out with family or friends. Supposedly, people are not home Labor Day weekend to watch television. The media, they'll use Memorial Day weekend as an excuse to why NBA playoff ratings are low in late May. People just weren't home. That's why no one watched LeBron James. It was Memorial Day weekend. Well, people damn sure seemed to be home this past weekend, or at least they were home all day Saturday and Sunday night. As far as ratings are concerned, this was one of the best weekends for college football in 15 years. The mid-afternoon game, I believe it was the 2:30 game between Alabama and Miami, which, mind you, was an absolute bore. Most Alabama games are just painful to watch because they're uncompetitive. This game against Miami was no different. When there are blowouts in the NBA and ratings are low, the media blames the game being uncompetitive for the ratings decline. Well, that didn't seem to bother people on Saturday afternoon with Alabama and Miami, as 5 million people tuned in. Now, in the interest of fairness, we're going to compare this past weekend's ratings in college football with 2019, since that's how we covered the NBA. Alabama-Miami, up 8% from 2019. They peaked with 6.1 million people in the first half. Now, obviously, they lost a million viewers in the second half, myself included, because the game was absolutely boring. The nightcap, Georgia and Clemson, one of the premier games of the weekend. Saturday night, horrible night for television, Labor Day weekend. 8 million people watched. 8 million. LeBron James could not draw 8 million people last year for the NBA Finals. College football, they're drawing that number week one of the regular season. Georgia-Clemson was the second most watched opening game in 15 years. The triple header on ABC Saturday, the same network that hosts the NBA Finals. The same network that struggled this year during the NBA Finals, struggled during the entire playoffs for that matter, because, you know, cord cutting, people just couldn't find ABC to go watch the NBA. The NBA playoffs were hitting 2.5, 3 million viewers most nights. 2 to 3 million for what is supposed to be the biggest part of the NBA season. College football Saturday on ABC, the triple header, averaged over 5 million viewers per game. That is up 9% from 2019, up 11% from 2018. All three windows of that triple header were up compared to 2019. I wonder why. Why? It's strange. More and more people are getting rid of cable, getting rid of satellite. That's what we constantly hear. But it's weird. Somehow these same people found a way to watch college football the entire weekend. Why? It's not hard to figure out. How many times did you hear anything political over the weekend? How many social justice messages did you see? Were you bombarded with PSAs telling you how racist you are, criticizing you for your white privilege? How many players did you see on their knees before kickoff? How many coaches post-game did you hear talking about leading their team, not to victory, but in the fight against racism, in the fight for social justice? How many times did you see any of that? None. It never happened. College football this weekend was about college football. It was the way it used to be. You didn't see anyone wearing masks. You had hundreds of thousands of people in stadiums across the country. No one wearing a mask. You heard an all talk about the damn Kobe. It was college football, and that's all it needed to be. ESPN has been dying in the ratings for over a year now. They tied themselves to the NBA. The network went full woke, and they have driven off a large portion of their audience for SportsCenter, Woke Take, whatever shows they have on ESPN now. ESPN and ABC, basically the same network. They broadcast Notre Dame Florida State Sunday night. Now the network, struggling typically in ratings, drew 7 million people to that game. It peaked at nearly 9 million. It was up 29% from 2019. Was the second most viewed Sunday night opener in college football since 1996. This should be all the proof that you need. Even people who hate ESPN for their wokeness will tune in to see actual sports. They'll tune into ESPN when it's about sports. All ESPN has to do is leave the damn politics alone. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with the NFL this weekend. If you've been following the channel for a while, then you already know what Roger Goodell has planned for the NFL this season. For those of you that don't know, the NFL are doubling down on social justice this year. SJW messages, players putting messages on their helmets in the end zone, the Black National Anthem played before every NFL game, public service announcements. Basically, the NFL is doing the opposite of what they should be doing. College football just gave you the blueprint. People will watch if you leave the woke politics at the door. The NFL, like I said, is doing the opposite. They are welcoming the agenda with open arms. Please come destroy our league. It's going to be interesting to see the impact, if any, it's going to have on NFL ratings this weekend. Football is immensely popular here in America. There are a lot of people like me who will watch college football if you're home or if it's on at a bar, but you know, we don't treat it like appointment television. But the NFL is appointment television. Will the league's decision to copy the NBA blueprint instead of the college football blueprint, will it negatively impact the ratings? We're going to find out Friday morning when preliminary numbers for Thursday night come out. If I had to guess, the NFL is going to use Thursday night as a preview of how the new woke NFL is going to look. They did the same thing last year with the Thursday night game between the Chiefs and the Texans, and it was flat out rejected and will be rejected again. We'll see what happens. We're going to see what happens, but the excuses are gone. They have been proven to be myths. If NFL ratings are low, or lower, I should say, if they decline, there will be no excuse. College football just proved you can increase your ratings in 2021. All right, time to let me know what your thoughts. Give me your thoughts on the ratings for opening weekend in college football. Do you think the NFL doubling down on social justice, do you think they're going to be able to replicate the success of college football with them doubling down on the SJW garbage? Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.